Hello and welcome to this edition of the Discover MontCom podcast. I have Don Ballman here with me. We've been doing kind of a little tour of Howard City and bringing up what some of these buildings downtown used to be. And in a past episode, we talked about the north side of the downtown area. Today we are going to talk about the south side here on Main Street. And Don's going to share with us a little of the history of what was, what is, and it'll kind of bring us up to date there.
Welcome to the Discover MontCom podcast, where we are going to look at the communities, the businesses, the attractions, and the people that make up MontCom County. Here is your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
That used to be the Congregational Church. It was built as a Congregational Church. It used to have a tower on this end with a bell that's been taken down. Up until 1934, that's where graduations were held for the local high school because they had no auditorium or gymnasium. And then it became a Seventh-day Advent church for a long time. And when the Methodist church burnt, and I think it was 47, because the Seventh-day Advent used it on Saturdays, the Methodists used it on Sunday. And that was that way until the 50s when they built the current church that is now were used by the library. And if you come a little bit farther, you'll have the first building. That was a vacant lot in my days, but then in the 50s they built the post office there, and that became a new post office. And next to that was Don Antor had an appliance store and sold TVs and radios and those types of things. And then you ended up with a vacant lot, and then your next store was actually a dry goods store and a tailor shop when I was a kid. And Engelman was the tailor. He also did bookkeeping and the taxes for people, but he ran it until he passed away in the 50s, and then it became a bakery at one time, and there's been a number of other things in there besides that. And then you have what was the bank building, and that was up until they built a new bank across the street where the dentist office is, and that was the bank. And then this corner building was Ralph Jennings had a Chevrolet agency there. And he sold Chevrolets out of that building. And he did that until 1951 when he got out of the business. And across the street here where you see Record Store or The Edge, that used to be Burt Meyer's grocery store. And Burt had other sundry things in that store that he would sell to, you know, threads and needles and that type of stuff. And next we have the Senior Center, which originally was the Jennings Hardware. And before that, oh, I'm not going to tell you the name right now, but before Ralph Jennings owned it, and he had a hardware store there along with the Chevrolet agency. And he had a little office in the back corner up on a deck, and that's where he typed and did a lot of things. And during World War II, in fact, I think Howard City maybe is the only probably place in the world that has this record, and I've got to get it, the records down to Lansing. Well, Ralph Jennings, during the war, at the beginning of the war, he started composing a letter and sending it to the servicemen and women. And at the end, he had around 350 letters they were sending out a month. What he would do is he would threaten anybody that was getting the letter. If they didn't send him a letter from wherever they were in the world, he would take them off the list, which he never did. But so he heard the lost Sherman, was out on one of the atolls building air strips for the Navy, because he was a CB. And Jake Allies, who was in the Army, lived well, actually in the village limits, but it was a farm just south of Howard. He was in the Army, I believe it was, another ATOL. And when they got these letters, they read it. They got on a boat and went and met each other because they were only 10 miles apart. And this happened all over the world, that there were people that would get his letter, and he would type it up. Then Dolly Farmer, who was her name at that time, she would retype it on legal stationery, and then Herb Peck at the school would ditto it. And then they'd have a get together and they fold and they would mail it out basically monthly. And there are 36 or something like that of these letters that I have and Mike Scott has, and it's just a history that I don't think has ever been recorded anyplace else in the world like it. And one of the interesting things was, just to tell you what another story of it, Frank Granis, and I can't think of his brother's name, were both in the Navy, if I recall correctly, and they were at in San Diego at a naval station, and they went to the, what do they call those clubs? I can't think of the name of the club where they would go, you know. Anyway, he placed a call to his mother and dad in Howard City, and of course, then, you know, it was no dials, or the operator took it, and the operator would, 10, 15, 20 minutes, half hour later, would get on the intercom and say, Frank Granis, your call to Howard City is ready.
Okay.
At phone 6. He went there, and there was his brother on the phone. His brother was in the same facility waiting to be shipped out, and neither one knew it.
Oh, that's wild.
Now,
wild.
There's stories like that, yeah. Stories of guys coming back that met each other and rode back across after the war, and just marvelous things in that. But Ralph put that together.
Okay. The Discover Montcalm podcast wants to thank West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, WGLM 106.3 FM, DW Video, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your support.
There was a lot of stuff going on there. There was a little tiny, maybe 10-foot wide barber shop, and it was, and then there was a harness shop and shoe store, and then where the restaurant kind of is, that was a bakery at a fish had a bakery there, and then after that it became eventually a beauty shop, and finally ended up being tore down. And next to that, you have the bowling alley, which is actually composite of two buildings. The farther it was at originally, the Roxy Theater. And they had a little round thing out front where they sold the tickets, just like the old theaters you see. And up above it was the telephone office that McDonald's had. Well, that burnt. I don't know, in the middle 40s. And then they moved and they built next door to that, where the parking cars parked. That was a barber shop that had been there for many, many, many years. And it's finally tore down, and I think they're rebuilding it over at the Montcalm Community.
Oh, Heritage Village.
Heritage Village.
Yes.
And then she built the building next door, which is was known as the telephone building. And next door to that was a building that served many different things. The one that was restaurants. And then eventually it became Johnson's Hardware. And then it was tore down. And next to that was what it used to be, a grocery store. And that was Butler's grocery store. And he was up on the roof, patching the roof, and had a heart attack, and they found him there. And then it was sold a number of times, and McNulty bought it. And Willett Smith rent it for him, and Willett Smith couldn't buy it, so he came down and he bought out Burt Myers. And by the way, above Burt Myers' store is where they used to store the caskets, because Burt Myers and Charlie Scott had a funeral home right next to the school in the Scott house home.
Okay. And then, are we talking what was the Drosky
insurance? No, no.
We're not there yet.
We're not there.
Okay.
Then, wait, Drosky's was the, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they had two other buildings there.
On the other side, which
is
now
empty. On the other side, they're gone.
Empty.
And the one right on the corner was the Jim Harris appliance store. And before that, it was a restaurant, which I never remember. But the thing I remember probably as much as anything is in the 40s, in the 50s, I should say, when I'd come uptown Saturday night because the stores would be open and it was the place to be, Jim Harris sold televisions. And he had a little, probably a 10-inch television in the window, and everybody in town was there watching television.
Yeah, I see that in the movies, but I've never experienced it. But that sounds, you know, I mean, because I could see everybody just there, and they were able to. And didn't you say that there was only a couple channels
time? I think Channel 8 was the only thing in Grand Rapids, and three in Kalamazoo.
Okay. So we've kind of gone on the south end of Howard City, coming down with what these buildings. And you said Saturday nights were the nights where everybody would come in and they'd grocery shop, they would, you know, converse, they would, you know, get together, and, you know, that was the big thing.
They'd have free movies, they'd shine them on the end of the building over here.
Okay.
And they'd have free movies, so the kids would be watching the movies while the parents were shopping.
So, very family.
It was family.
Very, very family. And
lots
very
of benches to sit on, and they'd be full.
Okay. And during your lifetime, you remember some of this.
Oh, yes.
You know, before we wrap this one up, is there any other cute little story about downtown that you could share with us? You know, kind of a funny memory, or, you know, remember when?
Well, not really. I don't can't think of anything. I do remember, and I can't tell you exactly when this was, but Elmer Bober was worked in the post office.
Okay.
And he was a Yankee fan, which was the only one in Howard City. And oh boy, he used to take it all the time, but he had to give it because the Yankees were winning, you know, all the time.
Okay.
Well, it so happened that I don't know what year it was, but it was in the 50s, the late 50s, the Yankees lost to the Boston, or to Brooklyn.
Okay.
And so we went down to the funeral home and we got an old bouquet that was all shot. And we took it over to the post office and gave it to him. And then all the guys in Main Street got garbage can lids from Al Rook, and we had a parade down the street beating on these garbage cans and celebrating, and had Elmer out there with his bouquet.
So he could dish it, he could also take it.
He could take it.
He could also take it. So thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Discover.com podcast. My name's Dwayne, the host and producer. And if you have a story about your community, your downtown, please get with me at 231-250-9624. I would love to be able to tell your story in your community, like Don has been sharing with me here in Howard City. I'd like to come to your town and do the same thing. Remember to buy and shop locally.
The Discover Montcalm podcast is produced by content creator Dwayne Weed at DW Video and Multimedia LLC at dwvideo.com or call 231-250-9624.